The next big shortage, Raven, definitely not what you think.
Okay, what is it now? Because I'm going to get some and I'm going to stash it in my basement before anybody else knows.
It's Anon, Raven. I don't know if you can stash these in your basement or if you want to, but we'll get to that in just a minute. We're going to start with Dr. Fauci.
Okay.
Dr. Fauci was asked if he agreed with the CDC about not having traditional Thanksgiving dinners. And this is what he said.
It is unfortunate because that's such a sacred part of American tradition, the family gathering around Thanksgiving. But that is a risk.
Yep, it's a risk. Don't see your family for Thanksgiving.
I'm not listening to that guy anymore. You see the way he threw out that first pitch at the baseball season?
So what is the CDC saying you should do if you shouldn't be with your family?
The CDC says families who typically travel to stay home and enjoy a virtual turkey day instead. Right? The agency says we should all celebrate with people who only live in our household and FaceTime or Zoom with relatives from out of state.
Can we all just safely say nobody wants to Zoom their family anymore?
Nobody's doing that. The first 2 hours you're going to be spending, instead of making sure that the stuffing comes out at the same temperature as when the pie is ready, is really going to be about setting up your aunt and uncle's Zoom calls. Or right. Grandma. Grandma!
Explain
it. You got it muted again. Grandma!
I can't see you. Turn on your camera.
Oh my gosh. Wait, tell Uncle Jim to put pants on. He doesn't know we're doing this. He's the only person who doesn't know.
Exactly. So that leads me to what is the big shortage coming in? Because you can't have the big traditional dinners like they're, you know, we are so accustomed to. Here's a turkey farmer who has noticed something very interesting this year.
We're selling more of the smaller turkeys. So we used to sell a big part of our turkeys was 16, 17, 18 pound hens. This year we're practically out of 10-pound ones right now.
There's going to be a shortage on tiny turkeys.
Is that turkey farmer drunk?
I don't know. I think that's how all turkey farmers sound.
Oh, my gosh.
Imagine if you just had tiny turkeys running around your place all the time and they're in such high demand. After a while, that's what you sound like.
Where's the oversight? I don't think you should be able to turkey farm while on bourbon.
I don't know. Either way, you're not going to be able to find the small turkey. So it always is like, who's got the biggest turkey? And even like on Instagram and social media,
right,
showing off your 27-pound turkey.
Right.
Not anymore. Now it's going to be who has the tiniest turkey that's going to win the coolest Instagram post of the year.
We're not buying into that in my house. I still need at least 4 days of leftovers.
Oh, gosh. What's 4 days of leftovers?
Oh, man. I need an 18-pound bird. Or we usually go with like 2 12-pounders, one fried, one baked.
Do you think that quails will be like trending this year instead of turkeys because they're small?
If I was a quail, I wouldn't wait around to find out.
You may want to reserve your tiny turkey right now. Coming up next, Karen Thomas. She is the nation's foremost authority when it comes to etiquette. And how do you deal with your family and politics?
Speaking of the holidays.
Coming up next with Ann on Raven.